I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So, we have reached the final episode of season 2 of The Millennial Mind. Doesn't feel like it, right? I remember before starting this season, I was talking to my producer Deepthi and I told her, how on earth am I going to record 13 episodes on my phone? And what if they turn out like really shitty? What are we going to do then? But she was pretty adamant and I'm really glad for that now. It's been such a great learning experience. And also I really want to thank all of you for your constant feedback and support. I really appreciate that you guys took out time from your busier schedules and listened to me. So, as promised in the previous episode, this time also I come with a beautiful story of hope and inspiration. It's about these two millennials who are trying to revive the great Indian circus with the help of technology and their entrepreneurial skills. But before I start, here's my introduction one last time. Hi, I'm your host Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint. And welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. Around early April, there was a lot of noise about how the Indian circus was dying. I'm sure you must have read it on your Instagram or Twitter feed. Because of the coronavirus and the nationwide lockdown, close to 1,500 circus artists and animals were, and still are, stuck in the places where they were scheduled to perform. And since no shows are happening right now, their source of income has also been hit. Towards the end of March, Rajesh Shah got really worried about the whole situation. He's been in the family business of financing circuses across India for over a century. And he had absolutely no idea how the industry will survive with no money coming in. Imagine the cost of feeding, looking after the health of staff and animals, paying regular salaries and rent for the land where the circus tent is, and above all, maintaining the equipment, all of this for more than 2 months.
जब इनकम नहीं होती है, तब सर्कस सिनेमा थिएटर चलाना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है. गवर्नमेंट सिनेमा थिएटर को सपोर्ट करती है, मगर सर्कस को आज तक कोई सरकार ने कोई भी सर्कस को कोई भी मदद नहीं की.
So he asked his son Aditya, who works with an HR startup in Bengaluru, to help him out. Now Aditya, who is a Stanford graduate, had joined his family business for a year, hoping to innovate it. But he soon realized that the people in the industry were so stuck in their old ways that he quit and joined the startup world.
I've grown up being part of the industry, but was never really part of it. But after my dad's call that day, I think it was 27th of March, I realized how bad the situation was. So I reached out to my friend Sugandhan. He's been my former colleague and a very social conscious guy. He has a lot of experience in raising funds for social causes and thought he could actually guide me.
And that's how they came up with the idea of a keto campaign to support circuses. But let me tell you, it wasn't that easy for Aditya to convince Sugandhan, who works in the edutech sector in Mumbai.
To be very frank, Pooja, I wasn't sure initially. Growing up in the city, I've never watched a circus. And also, I've been attached to animal safety. So my perception of the circus was always a little negative, and I've never been a fan. I asked Aditya, why don't they just shut it and send the people home? But after talking to him at length, I realized that this opinion was a little naive. We really had to do something for the artists and the support staff, because they were going to struggle. It started with that keto campaign. We received a huge support from corporates, actors, NGOs and the general public. So we managed to raise an aid worth a crore combined for the different circuses. It has helped them sustain for the last 5 months.
While working on the campaign, the two friends realized that it was just a temporary thing. They needed to do more to ensure that the Indian circus continues to stay in action. Especially since most artists don't know any other skill. And this is what concerned Aditya the most.
If the circus was shut down, as a lot of news outlets were reporting, thousands would be jobless since they don't have enough education. And the only skill which they know is their own art. This was our biggest concern. Circus is no longer what it once used to be.
That's absolutely true. Did you know that the first circus took place in India 140 years ago? Yes, it is that old. It used to be that rare spectacle people in towns and villages used to keenly wait for during festival seasons. The juggling, the acrobatics, the fire eating, they were all acts only seen live in bright red tents. And those tents could fit in 8,000 people and over 100 animals at a time. Circus was so highly regarded that politicians like Jawaharlal Nehru and Indira Gandhi brought along ambassadors to the show whenever they visited the country. The art form was also celebrated on TV and the big screen. I hope you remember Krish and Shah Rukh Khan's famous circus show. Well, the industry's downfall started around 20 years ago. I spoke to K.M. Sanjeev about the rise and fall of the Indian circus. He's the current owner of the Great Bombay Circus, whose crew of close to 100 people is stuck in Tamil Nadu for the past 5 months. And let me tell you, the Great Bombay Circus is over 100 years old.
From over 300 circuses 2 decades ago, India now has about 10. The ban of the use of wild animals and children in performance led to many of them going bankrupt. The worst period started from 2013. After the ban of wild animals, it was impossible to see a lion 2 feet away from you. You couldn't get that experiences anywhere else. Matching that now is impossible. We have tried innovating by introducing artists from Russia, Africa, China and the US, but it's not been the same. There's been a 40% decline in revenue since 2010, but the way Corona has hurt our business and the artist is heartbreaking.
With this in mind, Aditya and Suganthan started studying international circuses and charting their pivot. Meanwhile, the Keto campaign brought along opportunities the two were looking for to revive the industry. Few OTT channels, for instance, reached out to them with offers to bring live circus shows to mobile phones. As Aditya sees, it was the perfect timing.
People could buy tickets online and watch the show from the comfort of their homes. We're also in the process of finalizing the script of a documentary, which will chart the journey of Indian circuses. And we are also boosting presence of circuses on social media.
Sugandhan said something very relevant, that many people don't even realize that a circus show is happening near their homes.
It's very true that people are unaware about a circus being put up just a few kilometers from their area. And honestly, I count myself in that group who have looked the other way. But we need to change that now. We need to put the circus on the map.
Besides saving the industry, the owner of Rambo Circus, Sujit Dilip, hopes the digital revolution brings more respect to the profession. Despite being part of India's rich cultural history, circus artists are not given the respect they deserve.
I don't know why circus people feel so much ashamed to tell, you know, that they are circus performers and artists. Whenever they go out, they feel quite ashamed to give their profession, to tell about their profession that they work in the circus. But now I think that the digital platform would change all.
Aditya and Suganthan are now waiting for lockdown restrictions to ease so that they can start filming the live shows of all big circuses in India with professional equipment. You know, over the years, while reporting, talking to people from different walks of life, I've realized that every problem has a solution. We just need to look for them with the focus and desire to look for them. But yes, sometimes it takes a deadly virus to make us spot the answers. But as they say, it's never too late. And on that note, it's a wrap of season 2 of The Millennial Mind. If you have any thoughts, ideas, suggestions for my podcast, please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is PoojaPooja_SNGH. And yes, if you have a story and a personal experience to share, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and DM me. Until next time then, stay safe.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.